Welcome to Inside Tinkercast Studios, the show where I reminisce and revisit my favorite Wow in the World episodes. I'm your host, Dennis, and on today's show, we go back in time to an episode from Season 3. Reggie, not now, I'm busy. I already told you what I'm doing. I'm making a show where I replay my favorite episodes of Wow in the World, but first I talk about them in great detail. Yes, exactly. I'll overanalyze, intellectualize, philosophize. Well, obviously, rhapsodize. Well, first, I'll introduce the episode, and then we'll go to the phone lines to hear from my devoted listeners. There'll be a Q&A section, and then... It is so a great idea. What do you mean the music sounds too fancy? Well, then you pick the music if you're such a smarty pigeon. Music's too fancy. I'll show you fancy music. It's not that fancy. I mean, what's fancy about a harpsichord? Harpsichord is nothing. Oh, Reggie, no, that's too loud. Hey, that's good. Wow, nice. Oh, let's see. What is today's episode? Looks like Season 3, Episode 2, The Karate Kicking Cockroach. Huh. I don't remember this one. I must not be in it. Oh, yeah, that's right. Guy and Mindy were dressed up like cockroaches. I do remember that. Maybe I am in this one. Oh, good idea. I'll read the description. Mindy signs Guy Rosin herself up for karate lessons, blah, 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 costume hijinks, yada, yada, cockroaches, jewel wasps, and zombies. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't want to read this. Maybe we should go to the phone lines and hear from one of my devoted listeners. Reggie, I have lots of devoted listeners. Well, no, I'm not actually going to take a live call. It's just voicemail, you know, for the Q&A segment. Okay, here we go.
Hi, you've reached Dennis from Inside Tinkercast Studios.
That's me.
If you've got a question, well, I do too. Lots of them. And who's going to answer all my questions? You? Probably not. But I guess I can answer yours. Leave me a message.
Hi, Dennis. Mindy here. Question. Where does dirt come from?
Mindy, I told her this number was for fans only.
Into the roller skating rink?
Let's just skip to the next one.
I just can't figure out. Hi, Dennis. Mindy again. Riddle for you.
Mindy! No! Next caller!
Hi, Dennis. Mindy here. Just wondering, did you borrow my sledgehammer?
No!
I'm looking for it everywhere. Hi, Dennis.
Next!
Yoo-hoo!
Next!
Congratulations! You've been entered into a drawing to win $1,000,000!
Oh, wait, Reggie, I want to hear this!
To claim your prize, all you have to do is put my voicemail on the show, Dennis! I know you're screening my calls!
Yeah, maybe no voicemails today. Better put out my call to action, though. Do you have questions? Well, me too! Call and ask me, Dennis, a question. The number is 1-888-7-WOW-WOW. I just might answer your question on Inside Tinkercast Studios. Yeah, that was it. Let's play the episode! Oh, good idea! Let's do the fancy Hollywood intro! And now, Inside Tinkercast Studios brings to you a special encore presentation of one of my favorite episodes, The Karate Kicking Cockroach. Roll it.
3, 2, 1, ignition.
The rebels are on a mixture of magnificent proportion.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, blah, blah, bleep, bloop, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, Dairoz!
Mindy, come on, we're going to be late for our karate class.
Hang on, I just got to put on my karate suit. Where did I put my karate suit? Oh, here it is. OK, Okay, let me see here. Thorax, abdomen, and head. Walk into my full-length mirror. Oh, yeah. How you like me now?
What is taking you so long? If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. Being early is on time. Being on time is late.
Wow!
Good morning, Guy Raz. Ready for our karate lesson?
Mindy, is that you?
Oh, sorry. I guess I should take off my head.
What? No, I was...
Oh, whew, that's better. I was starting to get sweaty in there.
Mindy, why are you dressed up in a giant cockroach suit?
Guy Raz, why would I not be dressed up in a giant cockroach suit?
I don't know how I'm supposed to answer that question.
Well, good news for you. I made two. Come on in and we'll get you all suited up.
No, I'm...
Come on, it'll only hurt a bit.
Mindy, did you forget about our karate class today?
Did you forget about our karate class today? Looks to me like you're still in your bathrobe.
Mindy, I'm wearing my karate gi. This is the traditional karate uniform that I had imported from Japan. Do you know how difficult it is to find one of these things with elbow patches?
Oh.
What?
Well, I didn't sign us up for that kind of karate class.
Oh, no. I have your email right here. Look, let me read it to you. It says, "What's kicking, little chicken? We are... Surprise! I've signed us up for karate lessons. Peace, love, and pogo sticks. Your BFFFFFFFF, Mindy. P.S. What do you call a pig that knows karate? Wait for it. A pork chop."
Yeah, keep reading.
That's the end.
You didn't read the fine print.
The fine... Oh.
Here, put these glasses on your glasses so you can see it. Here, stay still, I'll help you.
I got it.
They look a little crooked.
Okay, let's see here. P.S.S. The sensei of this class will be the karate kicking cockroach. Mindy, the karate kicking cockroach?
Now, I just need you to squeeze yourself into this thorax and then put on this abdomen like a pair of pants.
Mindy, the last time you put me into an abdomen and thorax, I became the victim of an exploding ant.
Well, I can assure you there will be no exploding ants this time, Guy Raz.
Phew.
Only a bunch of ferocious wasps.
What?
This is not your run-of-the-mill karate class.
Why can't we ever just do a run-of-the-mill anything?
And the final addition to your cockroach costume? The head. Oh, stand still. I just need to adjust your antennas. Ow, just stop wiggling. I'm trying to fix it. Oh, there we go.
This cockroach suit is pinching me.
Okay, I can fix that. Just gonna give you a little shake here. Shake 'em up, 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 shake 'em. There, that should be all better.
Whew. You know, I'm feeling surprisingly comfortable now, almost cozy.
Ah, cozy as a cockroach in a cupcake.
Ugh.
Well, you ready to kick it?
Like a karate kicking cockroach. Actually, on second thought...
No time for second thoughts, Guy Raz. A wise old owl once told me that being early is on time and that being on time is late.
Again, that wise old owl was me.
After you. Waddle, 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 waddle. Opening the door.
I really hope we don't run into any neighbors dressed like this.
Morning, Guy. Morning, Mindy. Oh, no. What are you wearing? You can't go around like that. What will the neighbors think? I mean, what will I think? I'll tell you what I think.
Love you too, Dennis.
Just keep walking. Just keep walking. Mindy, did you tell Reggie when we needed him to pick us up?
Oh, Reggie's in New York City's Central Park at a family reunion.
Man, with all the pigeons there, that must be a giant family reunion.
Let's walk and talk, Guy Raz.
Well, Mindy, we can't walk down the street dressed like giant cockroaches.
Sure we can. Look out, world! Here we come! Well, looks like we're cleared for takeoff.
How do I let her rope me into these things?
Waddle, 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 waddle. Okay, we've been walking a while now. Thought we'd be there. This place was only like 2.5 centimeters from us on the map.
Mindy, when are we going to get to this karate studio?
Hey, Guy Raz, did you know that a cockroach can live for a whole week without its head?
Huh?
Yeah, it's because they don't need their heads or mouths to breathe. Instead, they breathe through these tiny little holes in their bodies.
Huh, so then what causes them to eventually die?
Thirst. They die of thirst. You see, cockroaches need their mouths to drink water, and bodies without mouth holes can't get any.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, Guy Raz, did you know that a one-day-old baby cockroach the size of a speck of dust can run as fast as its parents, which is 3 miles an hour?
Really? On those tiny legs?
Speaking of legs, did you know that cockroaches have 18 knees?
Huh, 6 legs, 3 joints on each leg.
Hey, Guy Raz, did you know that a cockroach can hold its breath for 40 minutes? Did you know that ancient cockroaches were living at the same time as dinosaurs? Did you know that in some parts of the world you can buy deep-fried cockroaches on a stick and eat them as a snack?
What?
Did you know that the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Mindy, where's this all going?
We're here!
I will not take one more step in this hot and steamy cockroach suit. Wait, did you say we're here?
Well, if standing in front of a storefront with a sign that says Kickin' Cockroach Karate means we're here, then I'm pretty sure this is the place.
Karate.
Karate.
Karate. Mindy, I'm no Webster's Dictionary, but I'm pretty sure that karate is not spelled karate.
C-A-R-R-O-T-T-A-Y. Karate. Well, that just must mean that this is an unaccredited karate school.
Well, it is taught by a cockroach.
You know it. Come on, let's go inside.
Deep breath. Deep breaths.
Hello?
Mindy, where is everyone?
Greetings! Blah! Greetings, my cockroach friends. I see we have our first students.
Yeah, you know, we're just a couple of real cockroaches hoping to learn some karate.
Well, you've come to the right place. In this class, you will be instructed by an unlicensed and unprofessional cockroach.
Oh, wait, did she just say?
Shh.
And it all happens in our state-of-the-art facility.
Sounds good to me.
Before we start the class, I'll just need you to sign a few forms.
Let me see these forms. This class may result in wasp stings, zombification, diarrhea.
Well, sign me up.
Mindy!
Where do you want my autograph?
Right here, and here, and over here, and here, and here, and here.
I'm sorry, I just can't use a pen to sign these forms when all I got are these cockroach feet for hands.
Allow me to sign for you.
Mindy, do you think this is a good idea?
Yes, of course I don't think this is a good idea, Guy Raz.
There we go. All signed. Now, before I introduce you to your sensei, I'm going to have you watch a brief video.
Ooh, a brief video. Ooh la la.
Are you a cockroach?
No.
Yes.
Are you a cockroach sick and tired of being stung by jewel wasps, zombified, and then fed to little wasp babies?
What?
Yes. If one more jewel wasp tries to turn me into a zombie, I'm probably not gonna do anything because I will be baby wasp food at that point.
Then you've come to the right place. Here at Kickin' Cockroach Karate, We make a sandwich out of the latest scientific research and awesome moves. Hiya! Moves that'll help you break your brains free from the clutches of the evil Jewel Wasp. Hiya!
Mindy, are you sure this is a karate class? I mean, zombies, wasps, scientific research? Hiya!
Oh, yeah. So when a Jewel Wasp finds a cockroach, it'll swoop in and sting the cockroach in two places. One sting in its lower abdomen to paralyze or basically freeze its front legs, and one sting to its brain.
What?
And with that sting, Guy Raz, comes an injection of poisonous venom. A venomous sting that turns that cockroach into a zombie! Basically.
And once that happens, the wasp is able to control the cockroach.
Oh, yeah. And at that point, the wasp grabs the zombie cockroach by the antennas, drags it into a hole like a dog on a leash, and there, the wasp lays an egg on the cockroach. When that egg hatches, the larvae burrows its way down into the cockroach, and when it's done, it pops back out of the cockroach as a full-grown wasp. Ta-da!
But scientific research has shown us cockroaches that there is a better way. And that's what we're going to learn today in Kicking Cockroach Karate.
Scientific research?
Oh, yeah. So I was just reading this amazing new study conducted by a scientist named Dr. Kenneth Catania. He's a biologist at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee.
And what was the study?
Well, Dr. Catania wanted to see up close what, if anything, cockroaches do when faced with a zombifying Jewel Wasp.
And how did he do the experiment?
Well, he took some Jewel Wasps and some cockroaches, and he put them together in this fancy, clear, scientific shoebox, basically.
Huh.
And then he took a bunch of high-speed video. Once he captured all the video, he watched it played back in slow-mo.
And what did he discover?
He discovered that...
Yeah, the kicking karate cockroach is in the house! Mindy, something tells me he's not a real cockroach.
What? Just because he can talk and wear gym socks and has a price tag stuck to his head? Is that a costume?
Among other things, yes.
In this class, we are going to learn the fine art of karate kicking. Hi-ya! Our way to freedom! Can I get an oh yeah?
Oh no.
Oh yeah!
Nice! Step one, stilt standing. As the wasp approaches. As the wasp approaches. Sharon, I mean, come on. The wasp approaches.
I'm a wasp, and I want to sting your brains.
Oh, Sharon, you're an amazing wasp.
Wait, isn't that wasp the same person who...
She's a real wasp. Just go with it.
As the wasp approaches, you rise up, turn your body away from the wasp, but your antennae towards the wasp. Lift up one of your hind legs and let the wasp know that you mean business.
Mindy, there are no wasps in this class. There are no other students. Mindy, how much did you pay for this lesson?
This is the best part.
Step two. With your body positioned away from the wasp, wait for the wasp to approach. Sharon, approach. And just as it gets ready to attack,
use your spiky barbed wire-like back legs to deliver a hearty kick to the wasp's head. Keep on kicking for at least 3 minutes. Please, don't kick that wasp. That wasp is a person in a wasp suit. I can tell by her shoes.
Of course I'm not going to kick this wasp. We here at Kicking Cockroach Karate practice peaceful alternatives to working out our differences. Namaste.
Okay, so why are we here again?
I got this, Guy Raz. Excuse me, Mr. Sensei.
Sup, my young Padawan?
Why would the wasp just hang around while you kicked it in the head for 3 minutes? I mean, I would just get up and fly away, but, you know, that's just me, so...
Oh, my young protege. After this class, your cockroach kicks will be so fast
so ferocious, so fast, that a wasp wouldn't be able to escape it if it tried. Well, I mean, at least 63% of the time, according to this new scientific research.
Okay, well, then step three?
Step three. At this point, of course, you're gonna have wasp guts stuck all to the spines of your roachy little legs. Now, what you're gonna do is you're gonna use the spines of your other legs, the ones that don't have guts on them, to rake them free of wasp debris. Do you get it? I'm making it rhyme so it helps your brain.
I'm raking up these wasp guts off of me.
Oh, Mindy!
What?
Step four. Once you've finished raking that wasp off your legs, you're gonna hold the wasp away from you in a stiff arm stance and take a big bite out of its abdomen.
What?
Which we're not gonna do in this class, as we are uninsured and peace-loving citizens of the insect community. Seriously, I wouldn't hurt a fly. You can ask Sharon. She will attest. Sharon, right? Would never bite.
Phew.
Okay, so what's step five, the fifth and final step?
Step five? Step five? You make it out alive! Class dismissed. That'll be $75 per cockroach plus tax.
75?
I got this guy, Roz. Let's see here. 75 plus 75. Here's $150 in cold, hard, certified, and licensed counterfeit cash.
Awesome. Counterfeit. Fit for a counter.
See you at the next intrusion.
The what?
An intrusion is what you call a group of cockroaches.
Oh, all right. So I'm confused. Did we earn a black belt or what?
Hey! Stop those cockroaches! Counterfeit means fake. I didn't know that.
I bet you're not even real cockroaches.
We gotta run. Cockroach style. Scurry, 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 scurry.
Wow in the World, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hello, grown-ups. Raising awesome kids is a huge job.
But who helps you be awesome? We do!
Check out NPR's Life Kit. Just search for Life Kit Parenting wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's it! Back to the show.
Wow in the World!
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Elliot, and I live in Silver Spring, Maryland. My wow in the world is that water bears are microscopic animals that live in moss. They can survive extreme climate changes and have even been into space. Say hi to Reggie for me.
Hi, my name's Fiona, and I live in Marshall, North Carolina. And my wow in the world is that a long, long time ago, there was a species of zebra called the quagga, and it looked half horse and half zebra. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz.
Hi, Mindy. Hi, Guy Raz. My name is Dahlia from Chicago, Illinois. My wow in the world is that some scientists think the sun may have a sibling because in other solar systems, they have two suns. I love the Reggie music. Bye, Mindy. Bye, Guy Raz.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Nathan. I live in Fort Worth, Texas. Did you know that there is a venomous caterpillar called the furry puss? It has spines under its fur. If you pick it up or touch it, you could be injected with venom. That's my wow in the world. Bye.
Hi, my name's Ella. I'm from Malacca, Minnesota. My wow in the world is that when you mix vinegar and baking soda, it makes visible carbon dioxide. Thanks, bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Julia Spellman, and I live in Dallas, Texas. My wow is that an octopus has six arms and two legs, not eight arms. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Camila, and I live in Arlington, Virginia. My wow in the world is that Puerto Rico has the only tropical rainforest in North America. Bye.
My name is Dorothea Cook. I live in Montclair, New Jersey. And my wow in the world is that 9% of the people in the world are left-handed with two right-handed parents.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name's Eleanor. I live in San Francisco, and my wow in the world is that once upon a time, we didn't exist, and neither did the world. Bye. I love your podcast.
End of messages.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this week on Wow in the World.
And to keep the wow rolling, check out this week's scientific conversation starters at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more info on how your kids can become members of the World Organization of Wowzers, shop our Wow Shop, upload photos and videos to us, and check dates for our upcoming live events. That's wowintheworld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson,
who provides the bells, whistles, and silly characters. Say hello, Jed.
Hello.
Our show is written by me, Guy Raz, and Thomas Van Kalken, who also provides silly characters. The role of Sharon the Wasp Lady was played by Dr. Jessica Russo-Ravand. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks also to Jessica Bodie, Casey Kofer, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Alex Curley. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more info on their two-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of the show.
Also, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to WOW in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, leave us a few stars, a review, or just tell a friend about the show.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time, keep on wowing.
Jinx!
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
Hello, I'm Susan Stamberg, one of NPR's founding mothers. To stay connected, I am reading books with my son and his young girls virtually. Tune in to Storytime with Zuzu at facebook.com/NPR every Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time.